Chapter 1. Settle down! Aunt Maxie stepped in front of the entrance of the Beanhive coffee shop. I'll go see what is going on, she assured me. I'm fine, I told her, after we'd run from the front window of my coffee house to see what the shrill screams were about. I'm a couple of months out from surgery. Over the Christmas holiday, I had been a little nauseous. I had put it in the back of my head, believing it to be the side effect of stress. Let's face it, who didn't have some sort of stress? Stress affected us differently, and I was no stranger to feeling sick to my stomach when I was extremely stressed. You wait right here! Aunt Maxie ran her hand over my black curly hair before she pushed it behind my shoulder. Your pretty blue eyes still aren't sparkling like they normally do. That's how I know you're not up to 100%. It was my appendix, not my heart. I sighed and tried to get out the words before she opened the door, passing a couple of high school kids on the way in. Good afternoon, I greeted them, and turned my attention back to the customers. Let me know what I can get you. They nodded and made their way over to the table Bertie Beebe had reserved for their weekly tutoring session for her fellow classmates and herself. Bertie Beebe was Loretta Beebe's granddaughter. She'd been living with Loretta for about a year now, and really found Honey Springs, Kentucky, to be her home. I loved her. She'd really not only become a part of the family, but also a very valuable employee to me. She was one of those kids who could see what needed to be done before she was even asked to do it. There were times when I didn't see something, and she picked up on it before me. Though she worked for me every afternoon after school, I'd started to take the afternoon shift when she asked if she could host her weekly tutoring session here. Of course I agreed to it, because I wanted her to succeed in school, but also because it gave me a chance to see all the customers who did come in later in the day when I wasn't there. Do y'all need anything? I asked the group of students and their teacher, Hope Mowry. Is your oven set to 400? Hope asked. I'm not sure, but you can go on in and check. I had gotten extra insurance for Bertie's tutoring sessions here at the coffee house, because it was actually her home economics class. In fact, it wasn't even a tutoring lesson. That was just what Bertie called it. The time the handful of students and Hope spent together was actually Hope giving them the opportunity to learn what they would learn next year in school in her class. These students weren't graduating this year. The class itself was going away. The home economics department was the first to be cut from next year's curriculum. These students loved it so much, Hope had agreed to cram as much as she could in during the spring semester if they could find a place. Naturally, Bertie knew I had several industrial ovens in the kitchen and a large workspace to go with it, and she asked me. After I looked into what the insurance would be, just in case someone got hurt, I decided it was in the budget to host the group once a week and sometimes on Sunday now that spring had arrived. Thanks, Roxy. Hope smiled through the unspoken broken heart she had over the school board decision to cut the department. She followed me back to the counter, where she disappeared through the swinging kitchen door. Do you see anything you like? I asked a customer who'd been pacing back and forth between the two display counters. One had donuts in it, while the other had cookies and pies. I'm so torn between the red pepper donut here and fireside cookies. Her brows knitted. The bell over the door dinged, and Aunt Maxie bolted through. Her eyes caught mine as she brushed her hand through her short pink hair before she ran it over her face. It's a dilemma I hear all the time. I plucked a plastic piece of parchment paper from the box with one hand and grabbed a to-go bag with the other, a talent I'd learned to do over the years, flicking the bag open. Why don't we do a buy one, get one free deal? Really? The customer smiled. I nodded with a forced smile on my face.